then they end up, man, doing something, man, that they wish they hadn't. That's the world you live in. That's the world that we live in here. And the god of this world system, man, is the devil. In the old covenant, man, in that type and shadow, it was like Egypt. And just like all the people, man, were slaves to pharaohs, man, same way that system that I'm talking about that I just said, them circumstance situations, simply, that's the world system here, and all the people, man, are slaves to it. I ain't talking about just young kids kidnapping anybody. That's all of us. Devil dangle a circumstance, a situation, a symptom in front of us, man. He make us curse one another out, hate one another, slander one another, backbite against one another. And like Bishop was saying on the come on this radio, man, that's the ways of this world. That's what we were trained and conditioned and brought up in, man. So we're just doing what's conducive to our nature because we were born in sin and shaped in iniquity. That's why God said, I come down to save you, and then I'm going to take you through this wilderness experience so that I could get all that kind of stuff out of you so that you can go over this Jordan River into your inheritance. But first, I got to get that old, I got to clean all that old stuff up. But I got a way of doing it. Why? So that you could get to the end. So that you don't stay preoccupied with the means, but understand the means and know what the purpose for the means is, so that you can use the means to get to your end. Boy, boy. All the blessing that God blessed you with, when he said in the garden, man, and God blessed them and told them to be fruitful and multiply, subdue the earth, and make it on earth just like it is in heaven. The Bible says God blessed them. God empowered them to do that. God put on the inside of them all the potential that they need. That's what that word blessed them mean. That means all the potential that you need to fulfill, man, God's purpose and destiny for your life, to get to the end, that's already on the inside of you. The potential is already, just like they make a car before they send it to the dealer and put it on the car lot and everything else, the manufacturer already makes sure that everything that it needs to fulfill its purpose for its existence is already there. It's tested before they release it to the market. The very fact that it's released to the market is an indication that it has the potential to fulfill its purpose. The very fact that you're born into this earth is an indication that you have all the potential that you're ever going to need to fulfill your God-given destiny. But because you was born in sin and shaped in iniquity, you don't know that. What we have is a slave mentality. Thinking, man, you know, and allowing circumstances and situations and symptoms that are contrary to the word of God and the will of God, man, for our lives, allowing that to dictate to us instead of, man, the circumstance, situation, and symptoms, man, that's coming from our Father to dictate to us. That's the difference. There's two worlds on this one earth. There's two arrangements. There's two patterns of operation. There's two systems of life and living on this earth. Man, two worlds. One is called the kingdom of darkness, and one is called the kingdom of light. One the God of is the devil. That's the kingdom of darkness. And the other one, the kingdom of light, the kingdom of heaven, the God of that one is the Father God, and the king of it is the Son, Jesus Christ. Two worlds. Two patterns of operation. Two systems. One set up, man, by God, one set up by the devil. And each one of them dictating, man, circumstance, situation, and symptoms. The question is, which one is influencing your life? I tell you, both of them. That's why we in this wilderness experience. Both of them are dictating to our lives. That's why we fall short. That's why we miss the mark. That's why Paul say, hey, man, listen, sometimes things I want to do, I don't do. Things I don't want to do, I find myself doing. Things that, old wretched man that I am, who going to deliver me? Then they go on and say, boy, thank God that his son, Jesus Christ, had come to set me free from death. How are you going to set you free from that? He's going to save you just like he did all of us. If you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and you have accepted him into your life, man, into your heart, and you have faith, man, in his death and burial and resurrection, man, then you're saved. You might not know that you 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 know and understand it, man, to the degree where you can operate in it, but you're saved. You just, listen, whether you know it or not, every man, every woman, every boy, and every girl is saved. How you know that, Arthur? That ain't talking about, because God has provided salvation for everybody. That don't mean they're going to be saved. When I say they're saved, that means God has provided salvation for everybody. Here's a question. If you ask the Most High God that you say is a God of love and care about you and a mighty God and everything, if you ask man him to save you, you think he'll say no? You think he'll say, well, hey, you know, you got to quit doing this, you got to quit doing that, man. And if you quit doing this, and if you are conditioned under it. I told you he provided salvation for everybody. But whosoever call on the name of the Lord, whosoever come to the knowledge of that and say, Lord, you didn't provide the free gift of salvation for me, then Lord, save me. That's how simple it is to come out of Egypt. Listen, God ain't going to deliver the children of Israel out of Egypt. He done already done that. That's past tense. Listen, Jesus Christ ain't going to come down here and die for the sins of the people, man. He done already done that. That's past tense. That's the means. That's why I say we've been preoccupied with the means and controversy and everything else over the means. Even, man, you know, debating scriptures, man, and arguing doctrines and all that, man. That's all in the means. Boy, you get to the end, man, they tell you something, boy, they not in one accord. Or let me say it different. They not just in one accord. They with one accord. The Bible say, man, when Jesus told them people, man, y'all tarry in Jerusalem, man, until you receive, man, power from on high. They was ready to go. They were ready to go tell everybody that, boy, Christ is risen. And Christ said, hold up. Tarry in Jerusalem, man, until you receive power from on high, and then you're going to be, watch this. He didn't say you're going to be a witness for me. He said you're going to be a witness unto me. See, a witness for Jesus, that's going and testifying of Jesus and talking about Jesus. That's why I say, man, we've been preoccupied with the means and the preliminary. We've been preaching, man, the gospel of Jesus. We've been a witness, man, for Jesus. He didn't say that. He said, when you receive power from on high, you shall be a witness unto me. A witness for Jesus is talking about Jesus. A witness unto him, that's man witnessing like he did. That's doing like he did. That's acting like he act. That's thinking like he think. That's talking like he talk. That's walking like he walk. That's man being like him. That's a witness unto him. A witness for him, they're just talking about him. And all his goodness and all his grace and all his magnificence and all that's a good thing. Because you got to know that, because boy, the only way you can see who you are and know who you are is, man, for you to be able to see that. So you got to have that. But that's the means for what? So you to get to that. What? That you just like him. That's on us. That's already, that potential already on the inside of us to fulfill that. To be just like him. To talk just like him. To act just like him. To live just like it. The work that he did do to, as he was, be the same way. Or as he is, be just like that too. You know how he really is? He's seated right now at the right hand of the Father, far above every circumstance, situation, and system that them devils dangling in this world system, dangling in this world system. He's far above all that. He got a power and authority over all of that. So that you can, man, come through this wilderness experience and allow, boy, the Holy Spirit. He say, well, you shall receive power when the Holy Ghost come upon you. And allow him to do that. And when he do that, then, man, you're going to be a witness unto me. And you're going to do like I did. You're going to be like me. And you know what your assignment going to be, man? You're going to show others and you're going to teach others, man, how to do the same thing. You know what your message going to be? Your message gonna be the same message that I told you, that I preached to you. You ain't gonna have your own messages. You ain't gonna have your own sermon that you put together through your studies and everything else. You ain't gonna have your own doctrine and your own philosophy that you gather from your degrees and your theology and your ideology and all of that. Hey, listen, know something else he said? And watch, the Bible says this. So they went in all upper room. And the Bible say, and they was all with one accord. They was with a call. They wasn't just in one accord. The Bible said they was with one accord. In other words, man, they wasn't all together, man, like the Old Testament guys were doing, man, because they was all in one accord too, but boy, it was to accomplish their own agenda. They meant well. They said, Lord, man, we got to build us a tower, man, and to go up to the heavens, man, because, boy, this, if you don't obey this God and do what he say, baby, he'll flood you out. But we got to provide salvation for ourselves. Provide salvation for ourselves. And they was all in one accord in doing that and accomplishing that. But they wasn't with a call. They wasn't with what that wasn't what they wasn't with what God was doing. That wasn't what God was doing. Same like my brother say, if you with the call with that old way of thinking, then you're gonna do what's the condition to that. You're gonna act like that. That's why you got to separate yourself from that accord and get with another accord. What accord is that, man? Hey, listen. They didn't come in that upper room, man, and decided what they're going to do. They didn't form a board and come up, man, with their own agenda and everything else, man, like this world system doing everything else, man. No, they was with one accord. They was in accord with what the Jesus was doing and what he established and what he had. They didn't have their own agenda. They didn't bring their own messages, man, to the table. They didn't bring their... their philosophy to the table. They didn't bring their ideas. Peter tried that. Lord, it ain't gonna be from you that somebody crucified. Jesus said, get behind me, Satan. They didn't bring their own agenda. And they wasn't all in one accord with what they was doing. They was with one accord with what the Father was doing through his Son. And when they got in with in accord with what the Father was doing, then the Holy Spirit, man, they sent it down, man, upon them, and you know what happened from them. Then they begin to go out and do just like what Moses did. Go tell that devil, boy, let God people go and bring God people out of bondage, man, into the wilderness experience so that they can repent. When I say we've been preoccupied with the means at the expense of forfeiting in the end. Let me show you something. I'm going to read something to you. You know, I'm going to start in this year for, we've been on this broadcast, man, ministering a topic for the last 51 weeks. With one topic was the establishment and the advancement of God's kingdom back on earth. Rediscovering the kingdom ministry of God. That's the original ministry. It got buried in the graveyard of religion. And people got away from the kingdom ministry of God and got caught up with the means. Listen, it's been hidden, but it's now being revealed in your time, in your generation. What? Not the message about the messenger, but the message that the messenger proclaimed. The message that the messenger preached. Isn't for the sake of time, you know, here's what the messenger preached. The Bible says after man, God had went through the divine process, man, and being around 30 years old, was born of the Spirit, received the Spirit, baptized in the Spirit, start growing in the Spirit, got filled with the Spirit, then led of the Spirit into the wilderness where he had put the devil on his feet and stripped him of his power, brought him under subjection, and then he returned in the power of the Spirit. And from that time forth, the Bible says he began to preach. And this is his message. Repent, for all of the kingdom of heaven is at your hand. Is at hand. At hand means it's within hand's reach. That's how close it is. The fulfillment of your purpose and your destiny, man, is all among you, all around you. Where is it at, Arthur, man? It's in your coming into your salvation, man, that God has provided for you. The gift of salvation. It's when you come, it's you coming out of, man, you know, your own way of thinking and your ideology and your philosophy and what you thinking. This is how I see it. This is coming out of all of that. That's what the word repent means. Sometimes we get, like I say, we get preoccupied with, man, you know, religiousizing these words. Listen, when most people say repent, they say this, man, you know, turn from your sins and follow Christ. Listen. Listen carefully. That is true, but that's not repenting. That's the results of repenting. That is what will happen if you repent. You'll turn from your sin and follow Christ. That's not repenting. That's the result of your repenting. What repenting mean, man? Repenting mean to change your way of thinking. You've been conditioned, born, trained, conditioned to live and think and operate, man, according to the dictates of this world of darkness that you was born in. You don't even know who you are. You don't know how to walk like who you are. How you going to walk like who you are, act like how you are, be like who you are, but you don't even really know who you are. So the first thing you got to do, man, is be willing to change your way of thinking. To be willing to say, well, you know, instead of man saying, you know, well, this is how I see it and that's how I be it. Man, be willing, man, to humble yourself, man, under the mighty hand of God and the word of God, and let God transform your whole mind, your whole way of thinking. Because in the kingdom of heaven, it's totally different, man, than the kingdom of darkness. Everything is different. And in order for you to function and live in the kingdom of heaven, man, you got to change your way of thinking. That's why they couldn't go across the Jordan River into their inheritance, because they still had that Egypt mentality. How you know that, Arthur? Because when they went over there, he sent them 12 spies over there, 10 of them come back with the Egypt mentality. Yes, the land flowed with milk and honey. Yes, it this and yes, and that. But it got some giants in the land, man. They let the problems, man, the circumstances and the shortcomings and the sin in our life short-circuit them, man, from getting to the end. Yes, it's going to be some problems. Yes, you're going to have to repent. Yes, it's going to be hard. Yes, it's going to be some sin in your life. And yes, you're going to have to be some growth. And yes, you're going to have to be chastised and rebuked and corrected, man, by the word of God. And yes, you got to come out of it. Help us, Lord. Jesus said, man, repent. Be willing to change your way of thinking. First. Why? Because all of the kingdom of heaven is available for you, and for you to operate in it, you got to change everything. Your whole way of seeing things. Everything. That's where it begins at. And if you start changing your way of thinking and start thinking, man, the thoughts of God and thinking, man, the word of God, and then you'll be able to act on it. That's why I say meditate in the day and night, so that you can observe how to do according to what's written therein. How you got to keep meditating that and keep transforming, keep, man, renewing your mind and keep training and keep changing. How you do that, Arthur, man? Being brainwashed. Listen, you being brainwashed one way or the other. You're being motivated, influenced, and controlled by this world system that we live in and the circumstance, situation, and symptom that governs it. Or you being, man, brainwashed, man, by the kingdom of God system and the circumstance, situation, and symptom that control it. In order for you men to be brainwashed by the kingdom of God system and circumstance situation that control it, you got to be under the kingdom of God system. You got to be in the kingdom of God system. You got to be under the ministry of that word. That's why I say Jesus didn't tell them, man, when he sent them those 12 disciples out, he didn't tell them, man, just go and preach Jesus and go tell people about me. He gave them specific instructions. He said, go and preach the kingdom of God, the gospel of the kingdom, and cast out devils and heal the sick. When he gave them the Great Commission, he told the man, listen, go into all the world and make disciples of all men. Why? Because how, Lord, teaching them what I taught you. What did he preach to them? This was his message. This was his inaugurational message that I quoted to you in Matthew chapter 4, verse 17. From that time forward, Jesus said, repent. Be willing to change. Why? Because all of the kingdom of heaven then came to you. I couldn't, that governing authority, that governing power that I had up on my shoulder, that system that I had up on my shoulder, that world that I had up on my shoulder, that's the kingdom of heaven and the kingdom of God. I couldn't bring that man back to you. I couldn't deliver you out of Egypt, out of that slavery, out from under the control of the devil and all his demon cohorts and them circumstances and situations that they dangle in your life. I couldn't deliver you, man, out of that and then place you, man, into, man, a whole nother system of operation, man, where you can begin to, man, instead of, man, thinking, having a slave mentality, you start having a king mentality. Instead of being in bondage to that and confessing all that and saying, man, what you can't do, you start saying, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Instead of thinking, man, you know, boy, hey, I'm sick and, man, I got cancer and everything else, man, every time them symptoms, circumstances, situations, man, come up on us, man, instead of it dictating to us, we learn how to dictate to it and tell it, man. Listen, you ain't the sick trying to get healed. All of us who are sick in our bodies and afflicting our bodies, we ain't the sick trying to get healed. We've been healed, man, 2,000 years. Well, actually, for the foundation of the world, but it was manifested 2,000 years ago when Jesus Christ, man, bore our griefs and sorrows, man, in his body. By his stripes, we were healed. Isaiah saw it coming. By his stripes, we going to be healed. Peter looked back and said, by his stripes, we were healed. You ain't just sick trying to get healed. You're already healed. What's happening, Arthur? The devil's stealing our health from us. How is it doing that, Arthur? Is it because of our sin and because we're doing this and because we're doing that? That's the result of it. It's because of a lack of knowledge. God said my people are being destroyed for a lack of knowledge. Why? Because they're preoccupied with the means. They know all about Calvary. They know all about the cross. They know all about, man, Old Testament scriptures and all this and got all kind of sermons and everything else. And they all good. That's a mean. But they never got to the end. What's the end? Jesus said all of the kingdom of heaven then came to you. Listen, the ideology of most believers, most of you under the sound of my voice, man, you think your destiny is in heaven. So you try to live right and do the best you can and serve God, man, so that, boy, you're going to go to heaven and spend eternity in heaven with God. Listen, that's not your destination. That ain't it. That's not true. I know you've been taught that and trained that because that's that Egypt mentality. But listen, you're going to spend eternity, man, in heaven, but they're going to be in heaven on earth. Not in the sweet by and by where God is. Up there, the only thing you can be is a prince or a princess. But heaven on earth, then you can be who you really are. A king. That's why I tell you I'm a king. I ain't talking about like no earthly king. No, I'm learning, man, how to rule and reign over all them circumstances and situations and symptoms that life brings me, man. That man come from this world that I've been born and trained and conditioned to live in. I was born in sin and shaped in iniquity. So were you. The only way out of that, man, you got to get back into the man, the kingdom. You got to get back to the Garden of Eden and start eating off all them other good trees in there. Because once you come to the knowledge that all of the kingdom of heaven is available to you and that you can come back into Eden, listen, the only thing about this Eden, man, you know, hey, listen, ain't no tree of the knowledge of good and evil in there. That tree is dug up, boy. Only thing is in there is all them. Remember when God told him you can eat off all them other good trees? The only thing in there, boy, is all them other good trees. And when you start eating off all those other good trees that's in there, man, what you doing, man? You start eating off all the blessing of God. You start eating off, man, the message that Jesus Christ preached. Start meditating in there. Start eating there. Start getting that on the inside of us, man. As we get that on the inside of us, man, that old man gonna be dying day by day by day. Especially when you come to the understanding of it. You start growing, man. Where at, man? In the promised land. In the kingdom of God. That's what Jesus' message was. See, we've been laying the foundation, man, the rediscovering of the kingdom ministry of God. That was for a whole year. One message. That's why for this whole year we've been talking about the same thing pretty much over and over and over. Just putting water on it. But in this year here, coming up, then what we were doing in this previous year was laying down a foundation, a solid foundation. But the foundation that God has been laying down through this ministry, that boy, the kingdom of heaven, man, is available to you. It's called the kingdom ministry of God. Rediscovering, man, the kingdom of God. Rediscovering what about the kingdom of God? That the kingdom of God and the kingdom of heaven is available to you right now. And that you can come on into it right now. So if you ask God to let you in to the ark that he built, he'll let you in. You can ask God, boy, to dwell in the secret, let you dwell in the secret place of the Most High, under the shadow and protection of the Almighty, he'll let you in. You ask God to save you from all your sins so that you don't go to a devil's hell, boy, he'll take and write your name in the Lamb's Book of Life, call you son, man. He go beyond, man, that signing the, joining the church and shaking the preacher's hand. You'll join the kingdom of God, and boy, you'll shake the Lord Jesus Christ's hand. And instead of getting your name just written on the church roll, you get your name written in the Lamb's Book of Life. And then you start living from there. What I do then, now you got to be trained and conditioned. Now you got to start repenting, changing your way of thinking, and start thinking kingdom thoughts, not religious thoughts, not Christian thoughts, not Muslim thoughts, not Baptist thoughts, all that, man. That, if you got that, that's all good. But you bring all of that under the umbrella of the kingdom of God, well, the Holy Ghost will take all that, man, and wash it up and work it together for your good. You bring all of that under the kingdom. I'm talking about all, everybody, the Muslims, the Hindus, everybody. What a word of God, man, about the kingdom, man, will wash you white as snow. So you'll bring everything. You'll come to him just like you are. You'll bring your Muslim religion. You'll bring your Hindu religion. You'll bring your Buddhist religion. You'll bring your Christian religion. You'll bring all of that, man, on into the kingdom of God, boy. And God will start just working it out, man. And throwing it out. And all that old man, all that old ideology, all that old way of thinking and living and under the beggarly elements of this world system will be changed. And we'll start growing up, man, in the kingdom of God. Yes, there's going to be some giants in the land. And yes, there's going to be some obstacles in the land. And yes, the devil going to try to stop you, man, from men coming to the knowledge or the revelation of what I'm saying. But, baby, we be more than able. I told you that's why they couldn't go in. Israel. That's why the church ain't going in yet. Because they still had that Egypt mentality. 10 of those spies come back and say, yeah, man, the land flowing with milk and honey. But they got giants in the land. They were proclaiming and preaching, man, about the giants more than they was about, man, the God that had brought them out of Egypt, that delivered them from Pharaoh and his army. And they were focusing on some giants. My time is running out. Listen, this year we're going to build on this. The foundation's already laid. Now we finna start putting up the frame to the house. We're going to start telling you, man, about the message that the messenger preached. That's the function and principle of the kingdom, how the kingdom operates, how to live in the kingdom. That's the structure. That's building the structure. That's the frame. Like if the foundation is laid, now you got to build up the frame. Baby, you're going to learn some things in this year. You're going to learn structure. You're going to learn function. You're going to learn the function and principle. You're going to learn the laws that govern the kingdom. You're going to learn how to come out of the sin that you so deeply want to come out of. You're going to learn how to overcome the devil and how to stop letting circumstances and situations and sentiment dictate to us. But we're going to be dictating to the circumstance, situation, and symptom. How, Arthur? Through the message that the messenger brought to humanity. That's the deliverance. He said, go preach the kingdom of God, cast out devils, and heal the sick. Listen, my time is up. We're going to talk to you again more next week. Thank you for tuning in and listening. Tell somebody about us. And, man, if you want any kind of contact us, man, or any information to help us in our ministry, encourage us in our ministry, contact us at 713 870-370-3776. We'd love to hear from you. 713-870-3776.